A busy morning, you rush, rush, rush out of your place and reach your car, only to go, my keys! Where are my keys? I didn't bring my keys! So you rush, rush, rush back home, grab the keys, get back to the car, get in and start the car, only to go, no, my phone! I left my phone when I grabbed the keys. Really, it happens to the best of us. We seem to get especially more forgetful when we are busier than usual. We're in a rush and our mind is on the thing that's making us rush. So we keep forgetting about everything else that we would have taken care of otherwise. And of all the days of the week, we seem to feel the busiest on Mondays, don't we? So, did you forget something today? Anything? Is life making you feel so rushed that you've even forgotten what you are forgetting? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Melomonks. It was, 우리 잠깐 쉬어갈래요? Shall we take a break? Maybe a pretty good mantra for those of us having a busy Monday. Because you know, when your mind is elsewhere, when your mind's busy, we forget more. And of course, we make more mistakes. I, for one, I tend to hurt myself a little more when I'm in a rush. You know, trip and fall, I didn't see that, you know, step over there, or bumping into random things, furniture, doors, etc. That's where I get all my bruises, when I'm rushed. So that's why in Korean we say, 급할수록 돌아가라. In English, the longest way round is the shortest way home. I know, there's some food for thought for you there, huh? So I hope you are not starting a whole new week in a rush, though. We've all been there, but maybe we should take a cue from Melomonks' song and take a break. Ooh, deep breath. Let's all hope that we're having a calm and peaceful Monday wherever you are. Which, of course, leads me to my daily question. Where are you? Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. While at it, don't forget to send your song requests. Feel free also to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything or everything. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can send them in as messages on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday, and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51. A long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. Coming up in part two of the show, we will have our regular Monday segment, K-pop Weekly. Our resident K-pop expert, Jakob Daroff, will be joining me. So stay tuned to catch up with the latest additions to the world of K-pop. Right now, I'll be back, though, with today's Where Are You? After this, here's Crush with his song, 잊어버리지 마, Don't Forget, featuring Taeyeon. 너와 나 언젠가 감이 되어도 영영 닿을 수 없는 사이 되어도 잊어버리지 마. 'One Fine Day' is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. It is currently 5:21 p.m. right now. A beautiful day. Definitely very different from last week. I think we're done with that cold snap, and we are getting into pre-summer, early summer temps. It's supposed to be really hot all week. Yikes! Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Thank you. Let's take roll so that I can find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you are all up to on this Monday. Where are you? Mogirema Chiki says, it's a very friendly morning here in KCI, Kenya. A busy day today. Ah, busy day, just what we were talking about. Hope that you don't get in a rush and don't feel rushed. Shall we take a break if you need to take a break? What would make a friendly morning? I don't know, but it sounds like a good thing. Have a good day. Shaman DXCR 2020 says, once again, greetings from India. Today, I am in my house. All right. That's nice. Probably don't feel too rushed. Probably relaxing. That's good. Zion Harta 219 says, hi, Lena and me. I'm doing great today. Sigh, today I felt alone all of a sudden, but now I'm feeling pretty well. I hope you had lunch today. Well, of course. Of course I had lunch, or else I would not sound this chipper doing radio and talking and reading your messages. Hiroki Uchida says, hello from Akita, Japan. Spring has come and the cherry blossoms are at their best. Cherry blossoms are special to us. The school year starts in April in Japan, and cherry blossoms often symbolize people's memories of goodbye and hello. I heard that mean rains washed them away this year in Seoul. Yes, they did, quite abruptly. Yes, they were much too short-lived this time around because those rains came so quickly. Glad to know that you're enjoying the wonderful cherry blossoms in Japan. They are so gorgeous there. But yeah, symbolizing goodbyes and hellos, that is definitely something different. I guess for us, it's hello to spring and then goodbye to spring. Riaz Ahmad Khan says, hello, I am Riaz, a regular listener of KBS World Radio in Pakistan. I am at home due to COVID-19. Well, definitely it seems like there's some troubling trends across the globe in terms of COVID cases. So I definitely hope you are keeping safe, and I hope your situation gets better soon. And Sanjay Suchadar says, Calcutta, I'm at home, avoiding unnecessarily venturing out. Yes. Very good idea. Wonderful that you're staying at home. Thanks for letting us know. Okay, let's look at song requests. First request comes from Yunmi Jang, who says, 언니, 안녕하세요. Oh, the weather is great today. It took months of dieting to lose some weight, but going back to square one took no time at all. You, it's so unfair. It's not even that I've been eating more. I have binged a little today, though. I finished 2 servings of kimchi mandu in the blink of an eye. maybe I did gain back the weight for a reason. It looks like I'll have to start dieting again soon. Request song, Im Chang Chung's 그때 또 다시. Sorry to hear that. It's so true. Sometimes the secret to a diet, I think, is maintaining the weight. Right? Sometimes it's easier to lose the weight, but how do you keep it off? So good luck with that. And definitely look at something long term. It'll be much easier to maintain your weight instead of like a crash diet, lose a lot of weight, but gain it right back faster. Right? So hopefully you'll be able to find a nice healthy way to keep that weight off and be happy with yourself. Well, A for effort, no problem. J.S. Lee 2017 has a request for us. J.S. Lee says, I went to a baseball game with my daughter yesterday. We went all the way to Gimpo because fellow OFD listener, Sweet 030323, was playing against a team, my daughter's team of 3 years back from her middle school years. Ew, interesting. It was really fun watching women's baseball again for the first time in a while. And watching Sweet 030323 hit the ball high over the second base blew my stress away. She's also a very fast pitcher. I was so surprised. So cool. My daughter wants to join a team again, but has yet to decide on the team. So it looks like I'll be able to watch a few more baseball games on the weekends. I want to request SG Wannabe's Timeless. Oh, that's so fun. You were able to meet up with another OFD listener on your personal time and see them, I don't know, doing cool activities like baseball games over the weekend. Wow, it's really like a little family, huh? Thank you so much for your fun anecdote. All right, let's listen to these two song requests, two blasts from the past. First up is Im Chang-jung with 그때 또다시 or Again, followed by SG Wannabe and their song Timeless. That was SG Wannabe with their song Timeless. Apparently, there was a lot of requests for SG Wannabe, probably due to their appearance on TV this past weekend. Im Chang-jung also with 그때 또다시 again. And we have a message, a nice follow-up from the other side of this story, of course, from Sweet 030323, who writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 언니. Did you have a fun weekend? Well, I had a tennis match on Saturday and a baseball match on Sunday. Coo-coo-coo. It was my first tennis match and it was so much fun. And I won my first game. I was even scouted. So, it was a happy Saturday, but on Sunday, we were pitted against such a strong team and we lost. But not only that, though, I got to meet up, of course, with OFD's J.S. Lee, and he showed me all the autographed CDs and chik-chik, or photos, that he took of you. Made me so jealous. Hopefully, I'll get to have some of those myself soon. Oh my, he came quite prepared, did he not? Well, that's kind of a fun story. Very eventful weekend for our OFD listeners. Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, did you have a fine weekend? I did. Thank you so much for asking. I was about to write that air quality is a decent level, but it's gotten worse as the weather goes warmer. Maybe I should close my window. And speaking of today's picture, it looks like as if you are a mischievous child. Also giving off some wintry vibe, I think, but are those figures on the left of your face, your arm and fingers? I'm somewhat confused while watching this photo. It's true. I look at the photo and I actually don't even know what's going on. But I'll tell you what, I actually took it right here at my desk here at KBS, right here. But what I did was I put the phone on the floor and then I reached down to the floor and then pressed the button to take the picture, and that's what came out. Pretty cool, right? Forever Lena says, today's picture looks like it's from a professional shoot. I like. Nico and James says, every day is a photo shoot day for DJ Lena. Matcha, matcha, matcha. Ooh, thank you. My, my. Park Laurencia says, we enjoyed one fine day. Well, thank you so much for your messages. All right, we're moving on to our next song break. It was a song requested by listener ShamamDXCR2020. Here is Blackpink with How You Like That. Blackpink in your area. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Alicia Y says, recently I bought a box of 100 sachets of coffee latte mix from the Korean Mart. And as someone who would do anything to sleep in an extra few minutes, it sounded like the perfect way to buy time. Pop a few sachets in an empty flask in my bag, mix the drink at work. I prefer my coffee black, but lattes are better for days where I skip breakfast too. I found the mix too watered down when I filled my flask with hot water. So today I tried two sachets. OMG, so sweet. It just tastes sugar and not coffee. It looks like the only way to not waste those sachets would be to add some extra bitter coffee powder to my flask first. But then that defeats the purpose of getting individually wrapped sachets. Sounds like you're going to have to trial and error there. Yes. Perhaps next time, don't buy such a big box of them. Maybe buy a small box of them and then try it first. Maybe lesson learned. Life lesson learned. Looks like you're going to have to just maybe empty out all the sachets, right? Empty out the sachets and mix it with a bunch of mixed, like, dried coffee powder. And then, you know, just take a spoonful of that, throw it into your flask before you leave the house, right? Because you have a plenty and it's going to last you for quite a while there. Hopefully you'll figure it out. Again, trial and error. PSY05902 says, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. D-7, 1 week to go until my first midterm. I'm doing my best to spend my time as effectively as possible. I thought that would be my first exam at high school, but then I already had English listening comprehension test, and I got 100 on it. I'll do my best on the midterms, too. 응원해 주세요. Oh, and today is the 10th anniversary of A-Pink's debut. I want to request A-Pink's eyes. All right, D-7. Well, sounds like you already had a win-win on your English comprehension test. So, yeah, that's got to be really encouraging. Don't let go of that motivation, and good luck. Okay, here is A-Pink now with eyes.
네 눈 속에 비친 내가 좋아서 언제나 날 바라봤음에 써 두눈 가득히나 담아줘
They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we've got two songs that share the title Running. Yes, because sometimes we are running busy on Mondays. Yes, we're keeping on with this theme. And so first we'll listen to the K-pop song 달리기 by Yoon Sang. Of course, singer-songwriter and producer Yoon Sang was one of the top balladeers in the 1990s. Today, though, we know him as a versatile songwriter, touted as a pioneer in the world of Korean popular music. His song 달리기, or Running, was a part of his 1996 project album entitled No Dance, for which he collaborated with a fellow singer-songwriter and producer, Shin Hye-chul. This song has since been covered numerous times and is still, to this day, considered a top 응원 song, right? A song of encouragement. And it starts out like this. Are you sick and tired? Are you out of breath? What can you do? You've already begun, even if your lips dry up in the piercing sunlight. What can you do? You can't just stop. It'd be embarrassing. One promises that there is an end, for sure. Yes, it's all about just go, go, go. I know you're tired, but we gotta keep going. And for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Running by American rock band No Doubt. The band formed in Anaheim, California, all the way back in 1986, and they released their debut album in 1992. Although their first album failed to make an impact, they began to gain some traction with their sophomore album, and then it was the release of their third album called The Tragic Kingdom in 1995 that really put them on the map. And their third single from that album, Don't Speak, spent 16 weeks at the top of the Airplay chart. This song, Running, was released in 2003. It was the fourth and final single from the band's fifth studio album, entitled Rock Steady. Written by the band's vocalist, Gwen Stefani, the song's lyrics are said to be about her relationship with her bandmates. And it starts out like this. Run, running all the time, running to the future with you right by my side. Me, I'm the one you chose. Out of all the people, you wanted me the most. And I'm so sorry that I've fallen. Help me up. Let's keep on running. Don't let me fall out of love. Oh, it's so nice to get that personal insight into the song as well. Well, both of these songs, two sides of a coin, right? Let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. 달리기, or Running by Yoon Sang, and Running by No Doubt. That was No Doubt with Running. And before that, we listened to Yoon Sang with 달리기 or Running. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now, in part two, Jakob will be here to help us out with our weekly catch-up on the world of K-pop, so don't miss out. But for now, we have a song message and request to close out part one. A song request and message from 까치롱, who writes, 안녕하세요. I enjoy the show, but this is my first time on the chat board. I'd like to listen to Dio's 괜찮아도 괜찮아 these days. Could I request it here? Absolutely. And thank you so much for tuning into the show. Thank you especially for taking the time out to message us as well. Here we go with Dio, 괜찮아도 괜찮아, or That's Okay. 숱하게 스쳐간 A week in the world of K-pop is not like that of any other. So much can happen in the span of a week. Sometimes it's hard to keep up. Luckily for us, we know someone who could help us do just that here on K-pop Weekly. K-pop Weekly is a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop. And to help me out, popular consultant, K-pop expert, Jakob Dorov is in the studio with me. Happy Monday.
Hello, Lena.
Welcome back. How have you been?
Thank you. I've been good. How about you?
Pretty good. Enjoying the really nice weather, huh?
Yeah. You look well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Energetic.
I know. I'm really tired, but...
Oh, really? You're hiding it well.
Sometimes on my more tired days, I don't know, I'm more chipper on radio.
Maybe I see.
I'm just feeding off the energy, or since I gotta do it, might as well. I don't know what it is.
Kind of running on the fumes.
I don't know what it
you
is.
Through.
You know, some of the days where I'm actually well rested, I'm horrible.
Right,
I have
a little drowsy or
really
something.
Really off day.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Where I'm just like kind of phoning in a little bit, and I make mistakes. I stutter, or I may, you know, read things wrong, or say really weird things as a response.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, and then when I'm really tired, maybe because I'm worried about getting through the day okay, I'm just more like focused with more attention on things, and I'm actually like better.
Interesting.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah, it happens sometimes, I guess.
I think we have to just chalk it up to the energy of radio lifting me up.
Yeah.
Out of my doldrums.
Live on the air.
Absolutely. And always good to have you for our live broadcast as well. Our listeners are happy to see you back as well. Kim Jisoo, Lahab 82, JS Lee, Update 2000, K76373969, and K79802317 also says,
Kopa Kopa. Oh, hello, everybody.
Alicia also says, looking forward to it. Maybe another lit session like the past 2 weeks.
Not too much.
Well, it's going to be a great catch-up on the world of K-pop in any case, as it is always.
Yeah, we're going to keep it under control, though.
Yes. All right. Okay, Jakob, what are we looking at today?
Well, I think it's time for another recent music roundup,
nice,
of course.
Yeah.
Choisin Umak. You know, another update from the only human being who's heard it all lately in
truly, Korean
music.
You can say that without any snarkiness.
Without exaggeration.
No exaggeration. It's just plain fact.
Although sometimes it's so much, I have to kind of externalize my memory into playlists and notes and things. Because when you listen to too much,
it's
easy to kind of forget things at the same time.
You have to kind of categorize to
exactly,
keep your sanity.
Exactly.
And with the indie scene, where people can just sort of throw out a single easily, it must be so much more.
It is a ton of music.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's very good.
We're going to share some of that fun today.
Yay.
I thought, following the good feedback we got on the recent female balladeers Tukcheep episode,
that was fun.
We could maybe do a female artists in general Tukcheep with some ballads and also some more upbeat songs as well. And even the ballads today are pretty poppy, so it's going to be a good, you know, mid-tempo, high-energy kind of mix today.
Oh, good. Perfect to get us out of that Monday afternoon slump.
And I thought we could begin with a quick update on the charts here.
Okay.
And what's going on at the top of the pops in Korean music. Looking especially at the main hit charts in Korea, the streaming platforms,
right.
reflecting what people are listening to more or less in real time.
Right.
Particularly the influential 24 hits chart.
Right.
Which is nowadays in slow motion, but
does seem so.
All the weightier as a result.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that slowness, I guess there hasn't been a whole lot of movement lately.
Mm.
The same songs are near the top as they have been for the past few weeks plus. But crucially, there's a different order here now.
Okay.
So I thought maybe it'd be fun to talk about that a little bit because there's been a cool kind of tug of war on the charts lately.
Oh, for that top spot?
Yes.
Mm.
So that means, again, that we're going to be talking about Brave Girls.
Oh, good. Get a nice little update on them as well.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. Obviously, we've played them a couple times now. We even did a whole Brave Girls special a month or so ago.
Yep.
So I'm not going to cover the origin story
mm-hmm.
again today, but just a quick review here. They are, of course, the talk of the town in Korea nowadays, a girl group going back to 2011
mm-hmm.
and effectively relaunched with a new lineup in 2016. And lately they've been enjoying this new wave of success based on that song Rollin', which came out in 2017.
Yeah.
And it was propelled to the top by a bunch of YouTube uploads and things like that that we've talked about before. And things get interesting around early March,
okay.
when it reached the top three.
Roland did.
This old song,
mm-hmm.
yes, from 2017,
gosh.
By this previously unknown girl group, as
mm-hmm.
far as the general public was concerned. And they were behind only BTS and IU at that point. So definitely some heavy hitters. That same day, they took the silver spot,
mm-hmm.
second place from BTS,
wow.
with, of course, their mega hit from last year, Dynamite.
Right.
And then on March 6th, a couple days later, Yang Yosup and Jung Eunji reanimated their old Love Day hit
That's
from
right.
2011.
Right, they recovered their own duet.
Yes, Love mm-hmm. Day 2021, they called it. And that took the second spot from Brave Girls. So it looked like maybe it was all over
okay.
at that point.
Flash in the pan, it seemed.
Yeah, but they stood strong in the top three mm-hmm. for a while, and about 5 days later, on March 11th, they rose all the way to number one,
yeah.
making history. And
beating IU.
Yes, dethroning IU in the process with
crazy.
Her mega hit and new album pre-release single, Celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Roland was the number one song in Korea, and then within weeks of that milestone, they had racked up their first win on a music show, and then their first half dozen wins, and then they got all kills on the chart, and perfect
mm-hmm.
all kills, which are kind of complicated to explain, but they're like the top distinction in having a hit in Korea.
Perfect all kills. Basically hit the top spot in every specific network out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all the charts
Cable
at the same time.
And charts.
And also like
network
the,
TV.
That's an all kill, and a perfect one I think is like it's also the weekly chart too.
Wow.
So you've like sustained
that
it for
is
a while.
Insane.
And then they went on to break the record for consecutive perfect all kills for all time. Not just a girl group, not just the first song, but
yeah.
in general.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting their first CF deals
yeah.
and all this good stuff was going for them. And Blackpink Rosé made her solo debut, but they managed to fend her off. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unthinkable, even. But then came the return of IU.
Oh.
Back for Revenge. She released her fifth full-length, you know, Jungyu album
yeah.
on March 25th with mm-hmm. the lead single Lilac.
Yeah.
Sort of glossy, modernized
mm-hmm.
80s disco sound.
Super trending.
And she managed to defeat the Brave Girls song from 4 years ago.
Aww.
Which is almost kind of cruel, I thought, right? Like, Brave Girls
bit.
Was breaking all these records
yeah.
and making history, and this is their first taste of success after, you know, 10 years in the game,
mm-hmm.
basically. And they were kind of extending their streak, but IU cut them short.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would say, like, if I was on IU's team, I'd be like, right. maybe wait until that song falls off to number two.
Let them enjoy the spotlight. Yeah, just... Because she knows she's going to get back on that throne anyway.
And then, you know, a week into that, she could be on some variety show being like, oh, your album got delayed. What happened to it? Well, I was waiting for Brave Girls. And everyone would be like, oh, my God. You know, she would go viral with that story because it would just be the sweetest thing.
That would have been sweet.
But I think maybe she took it personally. Like Michael Jordan, and decided she needed revenge.
I've got to get this album out now.
So amazingly, Brave Girls managed to stay at number two for weeks.
Wow.
Fending off new contenders like Davichi and actually Justin Bieber's biggest hit in Korea ever. That's a strange thing going
very
on
strange,
right now. He's number three on the charts right now with a song called Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Very unlikely.
Yeah.
But now, as of two nights ago, Brave Girls have taken the number one back from IU. Not by releasing a new song, but Roland just rolled back up to the top.
Wow, really?
Unseating this, you know, most recent IU mega hit that just came out. So beating her at her own game with a time-traveling flop song from 2017, they are back to the top of K-pop. Pretty remarkable stuff. They've obviously got new songs on the way at this point, at least a couple we have confirmed. And CEO and producer Brave Brothers has teased a sort of quote-unquote summer queen concept for them, kind of playing to their strengths, I guess.
Right.
So lots to look forward to there. But in the meantime, there's an interesting development here, a little wrinkle in the story. Brave Girls already have their second hit now.
Nice.
A major hit.
Mm-hmm.
So we reported on the Brave Girls phenomenon mid-rise.
Right.
About a month ago now, even before the number one.
Right.
When it looked like maybe it was all over.
I think they had just won their first number one on a network show.
Yeah, and they had just fallen to number three because of the Yang Yosup song.
Right,
with
Love Day.
Yeah. So I noticed that kind of lack of attention for the rest of their great discography. They've just been generally underrated. So we celebrated the number one a little bit later with the tukjip about them.
Yes, we are schooled.
And so we played this song, Unjon Manhae, We Ride, which is their most recent release that came out last summer in 2020, a kind of last-ditch, low-budget effort.
It was supposed to be their swan song
single, right? Basically like, okay, time to pack our bags and get out of here.
Yeah.
sort of like that city pop revival sound
which was
very,
very trendy,
but maybe a bit of a crowded market
by that point. Trending, for its own good.
And when we played it, it was flitting around the kind of lower echelons of the chart in Korea.
Yeah.
But in the weeks since then, it has slowly climbed its way up.
Oh, wow.
Just like Roland did. And this past week, it has nestled its way into the top five on the charts. So that's pretty amazing.
They have two on that chart now.
Yeah, now they have two top five songs in Korea.
Crazy.
One of them is number one. Roland is back at number one.
I'm back at number one.
And IU is in there twice. And then there's Justin Bieber and Unjon Manhae at number five.
Justin Bieber, so random.
that's the real twist here.
Yeah.
Wish we could play that and talk about that. Figure out what's going on there. So, yeah, this really positions them well for their first new song since their arrival.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests their fandom is growing, and you can expect the new song, I think, to be a surefire hit. They've got so much momentum and goodwill going at this point.
Absolutely.
I think the real question is, can they have a fourth hit after that?
Right. That's... Or can it be a lasting hit? Because we're all going to listen to it and stream
it once. Yeah, there's no way it's not going to get up there.
Right.
But, Unjon Manhae. A genuinely very good song. As I've spent more time with it, I've realized just how good it is. I think it's maybe the best city pop revival song out of Korea in these recent years. It's definitely up there. And I think it's kind of the perfect flip side to Roland.
Yeah.
Kind of worked out really well for them because as people were starting to wear out on that song, they checked out their most recent song and were like,
totally
this is great. Very different. Different tempo, different vibe, but still catchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good fit for that kind of audience still.
Yeah.
And I think they knew that, too. They played it on music shows recently as well, because they do Roland, and then they do this song, too.
I see.
Yeah, people really gravitated to this song organically in the same way they did for their first mega Yeokjuhaeng hit.
It's awesome. And it also shows their versatility, too, that they are not, like, you know, just the one thing.
Right. Yeah,
as we learned.
It's really
from
nice.
From your Brave Girls segment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I was very impressed.
So I thought for the last time,
yeah,
let's play Unjalmane here.
Yeah, I like that.
Can't support them enough. And I think it would be great if we could have a girl group whose long-running success begins at around age 30. That would be really
it's
cool.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Yes. I love the Brave Girl story. Still really not tired of it at all. And I'm so glad that it wasn't a flash in the pan.
Yeah, same
that this
here.
Is just a solid... And people just really supporting them. And I don't know. Just recognizing talent for talent, right? And they broke all the rules and it's fantastic. I love it.
It's great stuff.
Okay, let's listen. Here are Brave Girls with 운전만해. We rad. That was Brave Girls with 운전만해 or We Ride. And J.S. Lee says, you know, Roland is good, but I really like the city pop feel of 운전만해. Just what you were talking about, right? Just when Roland is maybe not one person's cup of tea, it yeah. seems like 운전만해 is.
Roland is a very loud, declarative song,
yes,
too. I feel like even if you love it, you're going to get sick
tired
of it at
of
some
it a little
point.
Bit.
Mm-hmm. So this is like a really nice antidote to that.
Yeah, pretty much. And then this whole don't give up concept working really well, I guess, with the pandemic era.
Interesting. I had not thought of that, but that is a good
either.
Point. Yeah.
It is a good
kind
point.
Kind of hang in there message.
And yeah, and just
keep
the kind
trucking.
Of, yeah, keep on trucking. And also that kind of feel-good story that we really need.
True.
Right? At least somebody's being successful.
Yeah, somebody's having the best year ever right now.
Right? And we're happy for them.
Yeah.
We really are.
Great.
And we really don't want to... We really want to see more of them. Absolutely so.
For sure.
I agree.
Soon we shall.
Yeah. And Kim Jisoo says, you know, all their songs are really good, so I do hope that they, you know, stick around for a while.
Yeah, let's hope IU doesn't do like a repackage album or something.
Re-release. Limited edition. Oh, yeah, she has to give way for her Anita.
Yeah, give some time. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta show some respect to these veterans.
These veterans. Oh, I'm sure it's all in good fun.
Absolutely.
All right, we're moving on to our next, I'm going to assume, female artist.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to get back to the city pop in just a moment.
Oh.
But we're going to break it up a little bit here for now with a female duo, a couple of balladeers, keeping in line with that recent popular episode of K-Pop Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if it's two female balladeers, it is most likely Davichi.
Yes. Is
and,
there any other female ballad duo?
I think so. I remember noticing that recently, but I forget who. There's a new duo that debuted sometime in the past couple of years.
Okay.
It's not coming to mind right now, but...
Okay.
People, it's been long enough that people want to kind of copy that model. They
Perhaps
debuted
so.
Back in, what was it, 2008?
I think that it was unusual that I think people thought that Davichi's concept couldn't last.
Right.
But like you said, they've proven
yeah,
that
absolutely.
It works.
Mm-hmm. And they're back again now
yeah.
with a new single that... It's kind of... It might be a little bit hard for me to pronounce, so I'm going to let you handle
okay.
this one.
It's called 그냥... 안아 달란 말이야. Oh, it's
or
very
Malia,
colloquial.
Not Malia. Right,
it's
that's
like,
why I was like a little.
그냥 안아 달란 말이야.
It's like this is gonna mess my tongue up at
yeah,
some point.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, there hasn't been a ton of chart
mm-hmm.
movement lately, but this is the strongest newcomer we've seen in a while now. Like we said earlier, the top five is kind of a dog pile of Brave Girls, IU, and Justin Bieber duking it
Still
out.
Funny to me.
And then beneath that.
Mm-hmm.
6 through 10, we've got the new IU,
yeah.
you know, another song from that, a third song in the top 10. Some IU Yeokjuhaeng, her own song that's 10 years old. The
Random.
Relatively recent song from Rosé, her single solo debut. And then, as mentioned before, Love Day 2021 by Yang Yosop and Jung Eunji.
Mm-hmm.
Another little ballad duo there, in a way, or a duet, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Dynamite by
of
BTS.
Course.
And just outside of the top 10, we have this Davichi song. So it's definitely the newest song near the top of the charts that's not by Justin Bieber. And it's an interesting pair. Kang Min-kyung, Lee Hyeri, of course. I would say probably the dominant ballad duo in general of the past 15 years. I was trying to rack my brain. Like, am I not thinking of somebody even out of the men? Yeah. But no, I don't think so. They're definitely
regardless.
There.
I mean, I guess Mellow Monks comes to mind, but it's not really...
Yeah,
they're not
point.
Two
but
vocalists.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah. And they still haven't reached the heights of Davichi.
That's
so,
true.
As well as they've done. Mm-hmm. As mentioned, Davichi debuted back in 2008 with the album Amaranth, and they were an immediate success, primarily dealing in ballads, but also some sort of, you know, auto-tuned club pop of that era. Sometimes they combine the two to deliriously successful results, like on Pali Pali, looks like 8282, which was considered by some measures the most popular song of the 2000s, despite coming out in 2009.
Still boggles my mind.
So it was a complete smash hit, tons of staying power. I actually selected it for an orchestral K-pop concert at New York City's Lincoln Center in 2019. Before the pandemic.
Wow, right before.
And in the years since then, gradually the straightforward ballads have become their bread and butter, especially in the past 5 or 6 years. They haven't really experimented so much in that time. They've kept it straight and steady. So the new song is very much in that line. I guess you could say their agency, Stone Music Entertainment, sees it a bit differently. Their press release calls it a medium lightness ballad. And goes on to specify that it is the unique lightness of Davichi's proprietary medium ballad.
That's funny.
So this is their invention here. I also noticed, I didn't really get this, in that sentence, the Korean, if you want to read
it
that.
It says, Davichi Pyo, 전매 특허 medium ballad.
So Pyo, like 대표 적인?
Yeah, Pyo, like as in Davichi
the representative,
style.
Okay, yeah.
Davichi style.
Representative of their sound.
Indicating that it is so specific and unique.
It is so proprietary.
Yeah, so proprietary.
So it is a nice, typical Davichi sound.
I like
very
medium
breezy.
Lightness ballad. It sounds like you're talking about foundation shades.
You know what's really funny? I mentioned earlier, I have my like categorization system on my computer with my iTunes. I have ballad subgenres.
Okay,
There's over 100 that I have for K-pop.
Oh.
For Korean
music. Over
100 different subgenre of ballad.
I would have gone 20 easy, but
it's definitely, if you go really deep.
So medium lightness.
I don't have a medium lightness category, but I'm going to have to add it because they've released at least a few of those. The press release also notes that this is a good song for Saole Bom, or rather a spring of an April. Or April's spring.
Spring in April.
Which is true. I think it does kind of fit that well. The lyrics are by Davichi themselves with a writer named Peridot and Armadillo. Armadillo also handles all composition and arrangement. He seems to be a good guy when it comes to the ballads. He also did what I consider the best song on Chungha's recent album, a ballad, a medium lightness ballad, called Soljiki Jichinda. I think Chungha copied the proprietary style and maybe facing a lawsuit sometime in the near future. And he's also worked with Sandro of B1A4. He had a big ballad hit for Suzy in 2017, Hengbok Han Chok, which was an album track that beat the single. It's always interesting when that happens. Also did some pop songs, you know, more upbeat stuff for Stray Kids and CLC. So interesting writer on the scene in recent years. The strings here are arranged by Inayo, very famous, of course, and also performed by the equally famous Jung String. And the original publisher, I noticed, was JYP. So maybe this was originally written, you know, for JYP purposes, but then got sold. Kind of interesting. Yeah, definitely not reinventing the wheel here. It's, again, pretty typical of what Davichi, Lee Hyeri, and Kang Min-kyung in their solo careers have sounded like in the past 5 years. It plays it pretty safe, but it's a nice song. And, you know, they've had long careers thus far, but they're still young. Kang Min-kyung is just now 30, international age. Lee Hyeri is 36. And the road of a balladeer is a long and scenic route. I'm curious to hear if they will take any interesting more, you know, detours in coming years like their earlier material. But for now, this is a really nice song.
Yeah.
It's another good proprietary medium lightness ballad from Davichi.
All right. Let's hear the proprietary medium lightness right now.
While it's still April.
Right. It's Davichi with 그냥 안아달란 말이야. Just hug me. Thank you. That was Davichi with 그냥 안아달란 말이야, or just hold me already. That's what I want to name it. But its official English title is Just Hug Me. We are here in the studio with Jakob Dora for our Monday segment, K-Pop Weekly. Yeah, and we're listening to some great female artists today. Davichi sounding as good as ever. Maybe they sound even better than ever. I think they
definitely sound very comfortable.
I think, yeah, and
they're very
right.
familiar with their own Davichi Pyo sound.
It is their sound. They made it.
It's trademarked. Be careful with
they're
it.
They're obviously very, very comfortable, experienced veterans. And they just sound really good in terms of, I mean, like, did they get a new mic? Who mixed them? They sound really good. Audually, their voices are mixed very well.
Right, right.
And their performance.
Good in the mix.
Sure. That was what I was being technical about it, but yes. All right, but we're moving right along.
Yeah, what's we're going to get back to the ballads in just a moment.
Oh, okay.
But for now, as promised, more city pop.
Okay.
Because the trend continues.
It does. Why? But yes, it's still here.
Yeah, we've been sitting on this for a while now. You and I recently played Yoon Jong-shin's city pop homework assignment for his Japanese K-pop trainee, Takeuchi Miyu,
right.
Of AKB48 fame. Mm-hmm. And Brave Girls have just given city pop its biggest hit in Korea since the early 90s.
That's crazy.
Multiple Korean artists right now are kind of committed city pop artists, mm-hmm. you know, top to bottom. All their songs are city pop 24/7.
Yep.
And the biggest name in that category is probably Yukika. Yukika, who is back again now. We haven't played her or told her story since last summer.
Has it already been that long?
It has already been that long.
That's right.
But it's a really fun and strange tale. So
it
I
is.
Thought maybe we could review here.
I'm happy she's stuck around.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. she's going deeper
she's
with
well.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yukika is Yukika Teramoto. Uh-huh. Who is, of course, you can tell by her name,
yes.
a Japanese woman who debuted in Japan as a model when she was 13, way back in 2006. Mm. Also did some voice acting as a child for anime and video games. In 2012, she took a break to go to college and realized college is super lame compared to anime and looking cool in photos. So she returned to the entertainment industry a few years later. And 2016 is where things get really wild. Mm. That is when she moved to Korea.
Right.
She fell in love with K-pop and Korean culture back when G by Sonyeoshide, or Girls' Generation, became a big hit in Japan in 2010. So she joined a program in Korea, a TV show called The Idolmaster KR. It was a K-drama based on a Bandai Namco video game.
Wow.
So a Japanese video game,
right.
a rhythm game. About the quote-unquote career of a producer who works with a group of aspiring pop idols at a fictional talent agency. So basically prospective, you know, J-pop idols, trainees. That's the core idea of that show.
Right.
And it kind of spun off into anime and manga and radio shows and audio dramas.
Wow.
And then eventually in 2017, this K-drama.
Mm.
So basically it's a K-drama version of a competition show. And the more confusing
that
aspect
is so confusing
of that
already
is that it starred actual debut
right.
K-pop idols,
mm-hmm.
including
I remember this.
Members or former members of After School, mm-hmm. Nine Muses, Berry Good, and some others, as well as Japanese and Thai idols. And in this fictional show, Yukika was a member of a girl group called Real Girls Project, which did release real songs in the real world and played a real concert in Japan.
Even though they were fictional, quote-unquote.
A fictional group called Real Girls
right.
Project.
Right,
starring real girls as fictional characters. So Real Girls Project really debuted, but it was short-lived. And the members, including Yukika, kind of went on to form fake competition and real competition with the ill-fated YG competition show Mix 9.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, Real Girls Project disbanded, and Yukika moved from one Korean agency to another, and then made her solo debut in 2019 with what was being hyped as a new retro girl concept.
Mm-hmm.
They could have just said neutro, but they
right.
went new retro.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that was city pop.
Yep.
And she had a considerable debut hit here in Korea on the indie circuit with a song called Neon, or Neon.
Mm-hmm.
And so she followed that up in 2020, the following year, with her Jungyu album debut, Seol Yeoja, which is, okay, a Japanese woman doing a Korean language, Korean-made concept album that's titled after a Korean city and is part of the recent Japanese and Korean trend of reviving a Japanese genre from the late 70s and 80s, which itself was a reference to American pop of the mid-70s and 80s. Kind of AOR, LA, West Coast sound pop music.
It is quite cosmopolitan.
Yeah, and very globalized, very present day here.
Yes.
She was working with big names of K-pop production on that, like Monotree, Tok, and DigiPetty, the music video company.
Yeah.
And it didn't quite have a hit like Neon was, but international fans really liked it. Mm. Music fans in Korea liked it. It got a 2021 KMA's nomination for Pop Album of the Year. Talked about it a little bit back then as well. Now she's back with her first mini album.
Oh, wow. It's a new release.
Yeah, it's called Time About with a comma after it. And big names again. Park Moon-chi partook in the writing and arrangement for this album. A new color of Park Moon-chi.
Another
new
flavor.
Right, as advertised. Cheese as well, or Dalchung. An Sine, and then JYP Publishing again makes an appearance in the credits here for some reason. It's ridiculously ambitious.
Mm.
The agency says it's the beginning of the Yukika universe, and it's a concept album about time travel. Time About.
Wow.
I guess that's what the comma's about as
well. I guess so. It's not ended.
Right. Exactly. They actually say that it's the beginning of a conceptual series, so they're really committing to this bit here, Yukika's time travel universe. And I was struck by this quote from the press release that says, "In this album, Yukika goes to the past and reaches out to herself, who is wandering after being hurt at a time in the past left with scars. The public will be able to sympathize with Yukika's image of searching for the past for herself, who is trapped in her wounds." I'm not sure if the public is going to be able to sympathize with that.
I don't think they understand it. It's too hard to understand.
I guess it's like if you could go back to a former version of yourself and say, like, hey, cheer up.
Sure, of course.
Little do you know there's going to be a pandemic and things are going to get strange.
It's sort of like basically covered by Bulbak and Sachungi and Letter to Myself.
Oh, interesting. Okay. It's a little connection there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it's a bridge too far. Maybe it's just like a little too much.
I think it was a little
here.
Too much, yeah.
Because it has been kind of flying under the radar in Korea.
She didn't really need a concept. She herself is a concept.
Right, and it's, you know, she's the city pop artist. That's kind of her brand.
Soul Yoda was brilliant.
It's very clever, yeah.
Yeah, because she's Japanese, but hey, I'm a soulite, you know?
Right, and she's making her way here.
Yeah.
And yeah, her whole story, we've already been over. It's amazing. So,
crazy.
Yeah, it's getting a little abstract. Got a little too abstract for Korea, I think.
Well, conceptual series is so on trend, so I guess
very
they just couldn't
so.
Help themselves.
We'll see if they stay committed to it. I've noticed it did, just in the past couple days, get some positive coverage from the international YouTube phenomenon, probably the most popular music critic in the world, Anthony Fantano.
Oh.
But in Korea, yeah, not so much so far. So maybe we're seeing the end of the city pop trend at last. I don't know. Maybe Brave Girls will have the final city pop revival hit with Eunjun Manhae in the top five.
I don't know.
But let's do what we can, and let's play the best single and song from this Yukika record. It is the lead single. It was released initially as a pre-release. It's called Ewor. The official English title translates that as Love Month, but it makes me think, of course, of the district and town on Jeju Island.
Yep.
And I think Jeju has a lot of city pop potential that Korea is not really tapping. It's the perfect kind of, you know, beachside, convertible kind of aesthetic.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't know if they kind of, if that's intentional or not, but I would recommend any aspiring city poppers to get on that. Get on the flight to Jeju. Notably, it is written and composed by Muji.
Oh, nice.
A serious balladeer and a not-so-serious jokester in UV, a very popular comedy duo here, musical comedy duo. And it's composed by Space Cowboy, who is a frequent Yunsang collaborator. Mm. The vocals also directed by one Kim Arum, who we should mention. She recorded the demo version of this song, which she uploaded to her YouTube channel.
Oh.
She's another city pop songstress here who's completely committed to the bit and also under the production and management of Space Cowboy and Muji.
Same team, I see.
That whole team there working together in various ways. So Yeah, she uploaded her own version, so check that out too if you like the sound of this next one, and her music as well. She's got at least a couple full-on city pop albums at this point.
Wow. Kim Autumn.
So Kim Autumn and Yukika are, you know, ones to watch in this little city pop universe.
If it continues. I'm pretty sure it will.
If it shall continue.
Yeah,
we've been talking about it for like over a year now. Like, is it almost over?
And I don't think it's over because, you know what, I think it's just very cross-demographic friendly.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody can vibe to
it. Can really listen to it. Yeah, it's true. Young kids like it, but then, you know, older generations.
Even like old people are like, oh,
exactly,
this is what I like to listen
seniors,
to when I was like 40.
Exactly. I'll also feel a kinship to it. It's
right.
Just very across all demographics friendly. So the strength of that alone, I think, will keep it.
That's a good point.
On our radar for a while, so we'll be talking about it more. But this is exciting. I already know the mini album's good just because people who are involved are such quality musicians.
Yeah, this is a good song. Yeah.
And she's
a
great
track.
Singer. And you couldn't tell she was in Korean if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Because her pronunciation is so spot on.
Well, let's listen for that.
All right. Here's Yukika with Ewol, Love Month. We just listened to Yukika with Ewol, or Love Month. Really fantastic arrangement there. Too city pop for my taste, personally.
Okay,
I mean, but it's a very good, really, really cool sound going on there. Whoever arranged it, was it Muji who arranged it as well?
I think it was Space Cowboy and maybe a couple other credits on there.
Yeah.
But
soundscaping was top-notch.
Yeah, the mix was very strong.
Again, on my top of tea, Kim Ji-soo is like, eng? Is she really Japanese? Because I couldn't tell at all, you know, in terms of her pronunciation and stuff. Not awkward at all.
Right.
Yeah,
she sounds great.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving along to our next track.
Back to the ballads, as promised.
Nice.
This time a soloist, it's Wendy.
Oh!
Of Red Velvet.
Yes, I was actually curious about this single.
Yes, yeah, this is interesting stuff here. Of course, Red Velvet debuted back in 2014,
mm-hmm.
A popular girl group under SM Entertainment. Kind of gradually rose internationally and in Korea over the years,
mm-hmm.
logging major hits like 2016's Russian Roulette, 2017's Baganmat, or Red Flavor,
mm-hmm.
which they performed in Pyongyang for a peace concert produced by Speak of the Devil, Yoon Sung, later that year, maybe the next. And then 2019's Christmas time hit, Psycho, not a Christmas song, but released on Christmas Eve. It was an immediate major number one hit, but sadly, before the end of that year, Wendy suffered a big fall.
Yeah.
There was some surprisingly unsafe conditions at a major year-end awards show, and that sadly took her out for much of last year. She was just kind of convalescing and spent a long time, months, in the hospital.
Yeah, so sad.
Piecing herself back together.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of gradually resurfaced mm-hmm. over the past year. I think she and SM kind of let her do things here and there that she could handle, like small or something. She's a very good singer, so just singing on a track at a certain point would have been fine.
Right.
But, you know, getting up and dancing and stuff might be a little bit harder.
Wasn't going to be in the cards for her yet.
So she did a duet with Zico for an OST last May, which
nice.
We actually played at the time, to welcome her back. And she participated with Red Velvet for a studio recorded cover of a BoA song for her 20th anniversary. And then Wendy did a couple more OST tracks towards the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
One with Red Velvet, another one by herself.
Yep.
And she reappeared for the first time on stage for SM's free online New Year's concert, January 1st, start of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Looking surprisingly well
and
doing the choreography and everything. And now, this month, she has made her proper solo debut with a very well-earned moment in the spotlight here. I think it's probably better than her coming back for the first time with a Red Velvet album,
where
she kind of deserves her own moment. It was announced back in March, but I first heard it was in production as far back as December, so it's been in the works for a while now. It is an EP called Like Water.
Mm-hmm.
It's five songs. Four of those are solos, and then there's one duet with her groupmate, Seulgi.
Mm.
Typical K-pop style, have one member of the group for the soloist.
Sure. And, cameo there.
It did awesomely well. Sold 70,000 copies on its first day, which was the fourth highest female soloist number in modern K-pop history, mm-hmm. behind only her SM Sunbae, Taeyeon, IU, of course, and Rosé of Blackpink with her recent two-song single.
Right.
And Wendy also by herself beat most Red Velvet albums, all but one.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she probably could have done even better. Fans mm-hmm. were complaining that the album sold out in all online shops almost immediately
really?
On the first day. So people wanted to buy more, but they couldn't. People like to say that that's a typical issue with SM albums. They don't print enough, I guess. But they caught up eventually, mm-hmm. and in the first week, she logged over 115,000
wow.
units sold. So very good stuff, and obviously a promising start to a new solo career for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy for her.
Yeah,
it's very well
too.
Deserved. There's an impressive roster of writers and arrangers on this album, including SM in-house legends mm. like Yongjin and Kenzie.
Yeah.
And also popular K-pop writers in general, like Min Jisheon, mm-hmm. Coach and Sendo, Jam Factory, and the European, I believe Scandinavian, Anne Judith Wick,
mm-hmm.
who has worked with SM on songs for, I guess, almost a decade now. Maybe
wow.
a little more.
Wow.
It's mostly ballads.
Mm-hmm.
There's one exception on there. It's called Why Can't You Love Me? And it's sort of like an R&B pop song, a little bit almost Stevie Wonder-esque, I guess.
Interesting.
Definitely hearing some shades of Taylor Swift and Taeyeon throughout the album. I guess they sort of make sense,
yeah.
especially on the Taeyeon side of things.
Sure.
Her being kind of following in her footsteps.
A lot of same overlap staff, production overlaps.
As well,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And very happy to see her stepping out, nonetheless, back to performing healthy and well,
mm-hmm.
in good voice and good spirits. There's two singles from this mini album. I think we're going to go with the song Like Water, which
okay.
has been a little more successful, pulling ahead as the main single from this record, and
right.
it has a music video and everything. So
nice.
It's good stuff. You can hear a little bit of that country pop ballad sound here, and I think we can look forward to a long career from her as a soloist, not just with Red Velvet.
So wonderful to see her bounce back. And also, I think this is another, you know, in the pandemic story that we really latch onto and like.
Yeah,
yes.
for sure. Overcoming hard times.
Yes.
And how surreal it must have been for her to get injured like that and then be in the hospital. And then this pandemic starts. So she's re-entering
so
a changed
crazy.
World.
Oh, different
it's
reality.
A really weird year. Yeah.
So we're really happy for her and congratulate her on her success. Here is Wendy right now with Like Water. We just listened to Wendy with Like Water, and I'll be perfectly honest, I hear a lot of Taylor Swift in there, but I mean, I think that maybe it was her muse. Taylor Swift is many musician's muse.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
Got that going
definitely
for her.
A lot of that.
Well done, though, and of course, fantastic vocals.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a nice... If you like that vibe, I recommend mm-hmm. the EP in general. It's pretty consistent.
I think I could see that playing in the background. We're going to squeeze in, I guess, an honorable mention for one more track. We're probably going to close
right.
our show out with it as well.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's another kind of ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Very different from the country pop ballads and medium lightness ballads we've heard so far. And also a different kind of artist. It's one I really don't know so well.
Uh-huh.
And I think that goes for most of us. This is our first mega indie pick in a while.
Uh-huh.
It is a female R&B soloist here in Korea named Nia.
Nia.
In English, spelled interestingly as N-I-E-A-H.
Hmm.
And she's very much solo. The Kihweksa, her agency is Nia.
Nia.
So she's doing everything herself.
Okay.
Her oldest music on streaming nowadays dates back to 2016.
Hmm.
But she's been writing her own music since around 2011. And even has some noteworthy Western media attention going back even farther than her music available online now. There was a 2015 article in BuzzFeed in America called Nia is your new Korean R&B goddess.
Really?
Very bold proclamation there. And it was an interview with her where she claimed that Kelly Rowland was her primary inspiration to start making music. She's been steadily active ever since then. She's been doing a lot of music written and produced by herself, but also sometimes with her friends in the local R&B scene. She has a new song out now called Lemonade. Came out just a few days ago. And it's a very simple song, very Spartan arrangement. But it's good. And the lyrics, music, and arrangement are solely by her. She just seems to have enlisted a couple friends to play guitar and bass. But she's really pushing everything forward here.
Wow. Totally new indie artist. New face. Well, I guess
she's
not
new. She's been around
new.
For a while, but, yes, but new
sure.
to us.
Sure.
And really does not have a big following so far. Does seem to be known by other R&B artists here and rappers like Kitty B. They seem to be friends and
have a
mutual respect going there. But yeah, all of her press releases tend to be pretty Spartan. This one has zero detail whatsoever.
Wow.
Her Instagram is very cryptic as well, so hard to get a read on her whole thing, her whole deal. But it's good music. It's, again, very simple. It's a little bit laid back, a little bit melancholy.
Oh, okay.
Kind of that PB R&B sound. It's a little hip, but it's very well done. And she's a good singer. She does good harmonies, but she uses them very sparingly, which I think is cool, just for like a little bit of effect here.
A little
and there.
Minimalist.
So yeah, I liked it a lot. Thought,
nice.
Why not throw it out there?
It's going to be a nice different way, kind of sound-wise, to close out our show. Thank you so much, Yaka, for this very well-rounded lineup.
Yeah, sure thing.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We will see you back here tomorrow, I hope. Here is Nia taking us out with Lemonade.